The 208 Comedy Fest returns to Boise tomorrow night. This four-day festival features more than 500 comedians, and many are from right here in our region. This is the second year for the festival, which was started by area comics Emma Arnold and Dylan Haas. They're joining me live in studio. Welcome to the program.
Thank you. Thanks, we're laughing because there's 60. There's going to be 60 comics.
500.
500
you know
comics
what?
Would be I'm very have, out of control.
I'm going to have to tell my producer because he made that mistake when he wrote this.
He did, so, and we 60. Didn't correct him at all.
At all. Because it sounds really cool when there's 500.
500 is a lot. That well, maybe, be a lot of cats
maybe there are 500 comics in the area. You just haven't met all of them.
That's true. That's probably true. There are
we're going to trigger them with the festival.
You are. They're going to be like, wait, there's 500 spots and there's only 60 filled up?
That'd be
come down and watch some comedy and maybe you'll just be so inspired.
All of a sudden, you'll just get up on stage. Okay, so 60 comics.
Yes.
Last year, you had 50 comics.
Yes. Mm-hmm.
Okay, so you've gone up by 10.
We got up a little bit.
Yeah. Was
my number was better. But anyway, okay.
Oh my goodness, it'd be very
You're
hard to
You're in charge
schedule.
Of growth. For
I am. I'm your marketing coordinator
for next year. 24-hour shows.
Absolutely. Yeah. Just keep going. Keep going. All right. So tell me about the Comedy Festival, because this is your second year. You did so well coming back this year, bringing more comics.
Oh, yeah.
So why did you start this to begin with?
Our motivation was twofold, to demonstrate just how beautiful it is in Boise to all these touring comics. So they you know, start including it on their normal routes around the country, and to help elevate just the scene here in town. I mean, there's excellent comedy in town that struggles to get recognized. And so this is, one effort to try and get the word out, get the image out.
And is that part of it that, I mean, even though we know how great Boise is and we're the fastest growing city, the fastest growing state, all this, we're still the most remote urban area in the country.
And a lot of people, you know, I'm a touring comic and a lot of my friends skip Boise. You know, they'll do Salt Lake and then straight to Portland and up to Seattle, and they'll skip Boise because people just don't really think about it. And they think, oh, it's probably too small to get a good crowd. And they don't realize we have like the nicest, most welcoming audiences here. Like when people finally do come through
we
and
we give standing ovations for everyone.
Literally everything. A matinee showing of Dirty Dancing on a Tuesday,
and
I saw get a standing ovation.
I mean,
it was great.
We give standing ovations to everything.
Yes. We're the nicest, like, politest audiences.
We are.
Sure. Yeah. And after people perform, like, the people who came to 208 last year were just like, I want to come back immediately.
Yeah, we had to turn down a couple people who wanted to come back. We're like, hey,
your numbers could have been 500.
Yeah, you're right.
Absolutely. It might kill Dylan.
Right there.
Yeah, we had, like, 300 people submit for it.
Really?
We turned away
a
lot.
Okay, so there is a vetting process here.
Oh,
I mean, truly.
Yes.
Yeah, we take submission videos. So we choose the headliners, but then under that is like the features, the next level comedians.
Right.
And so we take submissions for those. And we had, I think, 350 this year.
Yeah.
We go through every single video and take notes. And we have like a little panel of people who help us go through and kind of narrow that down.
With an intent on bringing in as much diversity as possible.
I mean, that's a big part of our mission, because it's a smaller place, Boise, so you don't get a ton of diverse voices coming in. So we thought it would be really neat to bring in people who otherwise maybe you wouldn't hear the stories of.
Yeah.
And I think that's worked out really well. People have really been excited about that.
And is this all stand-up comics? Is that what we're talking about? Or how does it look?
It is all, but there's one show that's not a stand-up. It's a sketch comedy show, which is going to be bananas.
It's really fun. We also have an all-ages show on Saturday, which is magic and comedy.
Yes.
Yeah. Oh, very
cool. Derek Hughes was the runner-up for America's Got Talent, and he is going to be headlining that show. And he does a mix of comedy and magic, and it's really fun.
So there's something for the whole family.
Yeah.
So then what does the festival look like with the comics? I mean, is it just show after show after show in the four
basically.
Days?
I mean, it's not unlike Tree Fort, but like truncated. So, shows all day, all evening, Thursday, Friday, Saturday, with multiple venues on Friday and Saturday, just liquid on Thursday.
And then you can kind of get an idea, you could kind of bounce around. Just like Tree Fort, where you could kind of bounce around to different venues and see a lot of everything and get kind of a taste of a lot of different comedic styles.
Yeah, and we stagger the start time so you can check
out. Oh, so you can go to one and then the other or something like that.
Yeah.
I'm speaking with Emma Arnold and Dylan Haas, the organizers of the 208 Comedy Fest. It starts tomorrow. It runs through Sunday. The events, as we said, are spread throughout the area, but we will, of course, have links on our our website about that. So you've told me about the one of the artists. Talk to me about some of the other comedians that are, you know, a must see. I mean, all 60 are, but
yeah. You must come. Everyone hearing this, my voice right now, must come to every show.
Every single one,
starting
no
at
matter
8 o'clock
what.
Thursday.
Scrap your plans for the weekend.
I have some personal favorites, which, you know, I hate to say, but I do just because I'm out there working. But Deborah DiGiovanni is one of my favorite working comics. She's so funny. Aaron Foley. And, of course, our main festival headliner, which is also an all-ages show, Kyle Kinane, is probably, I think, is like the top five best comedians in the world.
Really?
Yeah, he's fantastic.
He's phenomenal.
Yeah.
So, I mean, I think, you know, we kind of got lucky. It's part of why we started a festival is we're huge comedy nerds. We're fans. And so booking the headliners, we kind of just get to sit down and be like, who do you love right now? Like, who are you seeing that you just... And that was part of this was we can sort of, because I'm out seeing people, I can be like, this person's about to hit it big. Let's get them while we can afford
them. While we can afford them, right?
No, and it's kind of a double-edged thing because we've had a couple people have to drop out because they're so on the cusp. They're getting TV
shows.
They
just got a show or something. So,
oh, wow.
Yeah,
so it's, I mean,
juggling with that.
Yeah, it's a little
sure.
juggling.
You know, and how does how we ingest media, you know, make a difference with comedy? And what I mean by that is, you know, when we were all growing up, it was like you saw a comic on TV or you went to a show. And now you have so many ways to see comedians. How does that play into seeing someone, you know, live or getting them to come visit?
Well, I think, you know, it is so different because it used to be like somebody would make an album and then they would tour with that same set for 10 years. Like you would, you know, I mean, I hate to bring it up, but Cosby did 10 years of the same material. Yeah. And now, like for me, like I just recorded an album this last weekend and I do like one or two a year because people are so content hungry that if you can churn out that kind of a material, then people will eat it up. You know, I think as far as just seeing people live, like people always ask, oh, did you watch this special? Did you listen to this album? And I'm like, I can kind of see these people live whenever I want. And live is always better because it's a singular experience seeing a comic live. You don't know what's going to happen. You don't know what they're going to do. It's a totally. So, like, of course, I love to consume that stuff. And I know a lot of people do. But a live experience is kind of untoppable.
And what's it like? You said you record comedy albums 1 to 2 a year. You just did one here in Boise last week. That's a lot of work.
It's a lot of work. I think people don't understand that, like, to record an album, you have 6 months to a year minimum that went into perfecting that material that is, like, every night and sometimes 2 or 3 times a night, getting the jokes right, getting the tones right. So it's a ton of work. But it's also, like, sometimes, like, when I was recording my album this last weekend, I had a moment where I was joking around with the crowd, and then I'm like, what a ridiculous job.
You know, this
right?
is so silly.
Yeah. Yeah. I'm just up here making ridiculous jokes, and this
but good
is it.
For you. Yeah. You're getting paid for it. but the Comedy Fest also has workshops, correct?
Sort of. It's more of a... did we call it a workshop?
It's an industry. So we do have
panel,
an industry panel.
Okay.
Which is open to the public. Anybody can come if they're just sort of curious about some of the, you know, workings of how the industry works, but I just said working of how the industry.
I do work
for a living. You can tell. But no, that's kind of an interesting thing because you can. We have it mostly for the comedians, but we have one agent and some record label that does primarily comedy, and that way people can ask questions of like, how do I get booked? You know, what kind of marketing do I need to do for myself? And it can be very helpful for, especially we bring in a lot of newer comedians who are just sort of getting into the industry. So it can be very helpful to talk to some professional people and get some feedback on how to build your career.
How hard is the industry? I mean, truly.
It's pretty tough.
Yeah.
Especially for a woman. It can be really a tricky thing to navigate. You know, for a long time when I started, they were only booking men and they were only kind of looking for men. And a lot of times on a show, they would say like, oh, well, we already have one woman, so we don't really need another one. And I'd be like, I think people could handle.
People might handle two.
Yeah.
I mean,
it still has a lot of old boys club stuff to it.
It's definitely improving in the last year, especially. I mean, since the Me Too movement, I've seen such a change in the industry. Hmm. But it's a hard industry to break into. I mean, you have to work really, really hard. And if you see a woman comedian who is 10, 15 years in, you should know that she loves comedy because there's no other reason to do it. It's heartbreaking. You know, it's really hard.
But that has to go then to what you said earlier in this conversation about making sure there's diversity in who
Correct.
You bring in.
Yeah. We try to give spots and And I mean, everybody we bring in is really, really funny, but we try to give people who sometimes don't get booked as much a chance to come and do a really good festival and get, you know, recording if they need it, and you know, to meet industry, to meet other comics, mm-hmm. a chance to network. Because, I mean, a lot of the job is just that. It's just building connections.
Well, and look, from a public standpoint, we get the benefit of seeing great comics. Mm-hmm.
And this is honestly one of the best festivals in the country. And, like, and that's not just because we're doing it. I mean,
people, that's like, I, you know, when I go to other festivals, people are like, your festival is incredible.
Yeah.
This is,
yeah.
And we got help from other people who had run festivals longer who came out last year as industry. And they were like, we took notes from your festival because you guys did such a good job. Yeah, we're a good team. We do all right, I think.
The focus is on spreading the joy and spreading love to all of the comics, and that gets reflected in the shows, and the audience can feel it. Mm-hmm. I mean, there's no other way to put it.
Yeah, we try. You know, being a comic is a little like being a raccoon. You know, you're just like...
I would put those two together.
You're just like, when you do a festival, you're just like, you know, looking for pizza scraps.
Oh,
and,
right.
You know, just kind of like hoping for a free meal. And so we do a big lady business too, like local comedians here, Jinx Jenkins and Alicia Donahue. They handle all the hospitality.
Yeah.
And we just try to really treat the comedians kind of like Treefort does. Like,
so you feed them too.
Yeah, we learn from Treefort. I mean, we help in Treefort.
We book comedy for it, so we've been a part of that for a few years.
Yeah.
And I always really appreciated the way they treated their artists because, you know, if you're an artist, you're doing it for the love, not the money, usually, and you're out there kind of just like sleeping in your van and trying to make people laugh. And so we were like, let's do something where the comedians have a great time. They fall in love with Boise. Boise falls in love with them. And it's kind of a, you know, just a big love fest.
There you go. Well, right. I really appreciate you guys coming in. Emma Arnold and Dylan Haas are the organizers of the 208 Comedy Festival. It starts tomorrow. It runs through Sunday. The events are spread all over the area. We will have links on our website so you know where to go, who to see. Thank you both for coming
in. Sure. There's like 5,000 comics are going to be storming the downtown area.
I only said 500, so now it's 5,000. You guys are going crazy.